He had come, they made the way to house in Arkansas up there, and they were just boys. And he lost his mother way back yonder. The history tells it, I forget now, but he remarried, and they, one morning they got up, and their stepmother told the two oldest boys, that was my dad's brothers, was just older than he was, that he just more than she can take care of, and asked him to leave and to get him a job. Now, one of them was 17 years old, and the other was 15, and Dad was 12. And said, his name was Lewis, said, Lewis can stay here. But he chose to go there, and they had no idea in the world where they were going. But they just started out, and of course, they were ragged then and had nothing at all. And they just, that before there's any roads or anything, just trailways. And they just started out, said to pick the east to go. And they got on up that mountain home, close to mountain home somewhere, the book said. And they met a man riding a big horse. And his name was Lord Philip Jeffrey. And he was in the general of that war, you know, and he discovered them.
He was a general?
Well, no, he wasn't a general. He knowed all about it, though, but he was a preacher, making a preacher, and he was going up there, but he discovered the boys, and he just stopped them, and he just, don't know where they're going. They said, we don't know. We're hunting a home. So that's all we can tell you. And he just reached down in his saddle pocket and he written, give the oldest boy a note, the description to Mount Olive. How to get there. And he gave the other man one, said, tell my wife when you get there to take care of you till I get back home, till I'll be back in a week or so. And of course they just got hungry on their way, and Dad was the youngest and said he was getting weak and hard to keep up with them. And they run up on a little cabin and they stopped. And they told him, the lady come to the door, and they told him what the trouble was. And she invited the man, and cooked him a good cornbread dinner, and they said, now, I ain't got a dime in the world. She said, I don't own nothing. But one of the boys had a dad, you know, had a brand new pocket knife, and he laid it down on the table. She said, I don't want it. Take it on. But he said, no. Said, he just left it there. But she gave them a big sack full, paper sack full of cornbread. They'd lay out of a night, had to, and said they'd put Dad between them to keep him warm. But they finally made their way in to Mount Olive, and this old lady, her name was Aunt Liney, they called her. Of course, she took them in. When they heard him come in, well, of course, he fixed the boys up for work. And that's where they settled, or two of them down there, and my dad settled up here. And that's in the history.